but you know, it's not that kind of one. But Muffin's got a song for us this morning.
All right.
It's only done before, so please, as soon as you catch on and remember it, please sing it with me.
Does it just go from one verse?
Yeah, and then this, down here's a, just, we ran out of room.
Okay.
That on the left, on the right at the bottom.
Okay.
And then that, on the right at the bottom repeats itself at the end.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
We do think out of order sometimes, at least I do.
And so we studied 2 Peter first, and now we're going to study 1 Peter 2. So if somebody could turn to 1 Peter 1.
1 Peter.
Be ready to read that for me, that would be good.
First Peter 1.
I have the New King James.
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
Okay. So Peter addresses this letter to a certain group of people, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And it's not just to John or Harry or Joe or whatever. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, it's to the people who are in a certain area. Mm-hmm. Now that area is, this is Israel at that time. And at that time you had Judea down here. Mm-hmm. And up here you had Galilee. Up here in what we now call Asia Minor, mm-hmm. where the modern country of Turkey is, that's where all those regions are. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you could read them again for me.
Yeah.
What are those regions?
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
Okay. He says Asia, okay? Mm-hmm. And at that time, Asia was actually a little province, a little area within Asia Minor, what we call Asia Minor today. Mm-hmm. And all of those were regions in here, okay? They were different shapes and different sizes, but they were all regions. Now, did you say Galatia?
Galatia?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Remember, we have a letter from Paul to the Galatians.
Yeah.
You know, and they were a region in here in Asia Minor. For the most part, Paul didn't do a lot of preaching here. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you remember, when he came in to this area, mm-hmm. at one time on one of his missionary journeys, he wanted to go into Asia, yep. to that little area, okay? Uh-huh. And all of them had their own different cultures and languages and everything. He wanted to go in there, but said that the Holy Spirit prevented him.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And so they were there wondering, well, what do we do? You know, we wanted to go to Asia, but we can't. And so he had a dream at night. And in the dream he saw what?
A man saying, come over to Macedonia.
Come over to Macedonia. Mm-hmm. Macedonia was over here, where we call Greece today.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so Paul left there, and he went on over there, mm-hmm. and he did a lot of his ministry work over there. Mm-hmm. He did come back to Ephesus, which was in Asia Minor, in one of those areas, and did some teaching. And of course, you know, he sent the letter to the Galatians. Mm-hmm. So who dealt with this area? Sound like Peter did.
Mm-hmm. It does sound like.
Sound like Peter did because he's writing a letter to them, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, he sends a letter to who in Galatia? To the
strangers scattered throughout.
Mm-hmm. And what?
They were scattered throughout Pontus.
Just strangers?
Sojourners.
What do you have, Mary? You have New King James. What does it say?
To the pilgrims.
To the pilgrims.
Pilgrims, okay. Mm-hmm.
Mike has a reference, sojourners of the dispensation.
Sojourners of the dispensation. Good, good.
Mike's got elect exiles.
Exiles, mm-hmm. okay.
All that's good. Mm. All that, yeah. In other words, it's Jews that were scattered.
So these folks, do y'all know the history of how those folks got there? Well, where are they exiled from? Or where are they pilgrims from?
Israel,
right. Give you a little history before we get started in this so you'll know what was going on here. There were two kingdoms, all right, during the time of, after Solomon died, mm-hmm. all right, the nation of Israel had a civil war. All right?
Yeah.
They broke apart, and Israel and the northern tribes were in this area. Judea and one or two of the minor tribes was down here. Mm-hmm. This was called the southern kingdom. This was called the northern kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This was called Judah or Judea. All right? This was called Israel because that had most of the tribes.
Yeah.
All right? Well, they had their kings, a whole succession of kings.
Mm-hmm.
Judea had its kings, a whole succession of kings. Sometimes they got along, sometimes they fought each other. He says, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, they were just two separate nations. All right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, this area, they turned away from God sooner and quicker mm-hmm. than the southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So God chastised them earlier than he did this kingdom. This kingdom lasted a little bit longer. What happened was, you had an area up here called Assyria.
Yeah.
All right, Assyria. The Assyrians, you know about them from the book of Jonah.
Yeah.
Okay. Jonah was sent to Nineveh, which was the capital of Assyria, to tell them how wicked they were, to then stop doing some wickedness. Right?
Yeah.
You remember what happened?
They repented.
They repented. That's right. They stopped doing it. And what it was, and Jonah didn't want to go.
Right.
Jonah wanted to see them destroyed. Why did Jonah want to see them destroyed so bad? Because he had heard how wicked they were.
Mm-hmm.
They were so wicked.
And not only that, they had killed some of his some of their people. They were just real rough and rude to their people, have killed some, and you know. So he didn't want to minister to them. I mean, he was like, God, you need to get them back. They killed some of us. They, did bad things to us. Not just David, but they did bad things to us.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonah wanted to see God punish them for that.
Mm-hmm.
That you're absolutely right. The Assyrians at that time were so wicked, when they would go in and defeat a country or a nation or a city or whatever, they would just do horrible things to them. Horrible things. It's not written down anywhere that I know of, but the implication was really bad stuff. We probably wouldn't want to talk about it in mixed company, you know, or even not mixed company. It's just horrible things they would do.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jonah went in and they repented of doing those horrible things, they changed the way they handled the people they conquered. They kept conquering people, but they changed the way they handled them. Now, instead of doing the terrible things they did to them, what they would do is they would take, if they defeated a country over here, they would take the people here and they would split them up and put them in different parts of the Assyrian Empire.
Mm-hmm.
They would take a little group and put them over here, another group way over here. And that way, because every part of it was made up of a whole bunch of different peoples, they couldn't set up a rebellion.
Yeah.
Because they didn't talk the same language, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't together on things. So that's what they did. And when they came in to defeat Israel, because God said they were so wicked, he said, I'm going to bring the Assyrians in to defeat you. Mm-hmm. They came in and they took these folks here in Israel and they scattered them throughout the Assyrian Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Some in Cappadocia, some in Pontus, some in Asia, some in Galatia, and just everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. and they dispersed them throughout their empire.
Mm-hmm.
They dispersed them.
Yep.
That's why it's talked about the dispersion. They were exiled from their own land to another land. They were strangers. They were pilgrims. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's who he's talking to here. These folks here. This is why when Paul went into a city like Derbe and Lystra, there was a synagogue there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why there was a synagogue there. Why else would there be a synagogue there? Had to be some Jews there, right?
Yeah.
Why would Jews be living there?
Because they got scattered.
They were taken there.
Mm-hmm.
They were taken
there.
Okay. And so this is who who Peter is writing to. Mm-hmm. He says, you are strangers. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so, the sheet I gave you, and you'll find that the verses are all out of order, because like I said, I do take this order off. But what we want to see with this sheet is we want to see these people that Peter's talking to.
Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. Can I interrupt you and say, Ray, that's very good history.
It is.
And
I love it.
In a little nutshell.
Yeah. Please understand.
Very good.
All right. Good. So, let's look at our verse, 1 Peter 2 and verse 10. And like I said, we'll be skipping around, but on your sheet of paper, it'll be a little bit easier to find this. The very first verse, it says, once you were not a people. He's talking to these exiles, these people of the dispersion. He says, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Mm-hmm. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Mm-hmm. Now, this is who he's talking to here. He's talking to these exiles. They didn't have a country. They didn't have a country. They were living in somebody else's country. You see, they were living somewhere else. And they just had little areas where they had a synagogue, a little few Jews here, a little few Jews there, and they were in Pontus and Galatia and Bithynia and all around. You know, he says, once you were not a people, you were just scattered. He says, but now, God has made you a people.
Amen.
All right? Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Who's he talking to? He's supposed to become Christians. Okay? Mm-hmm. They've been preached to. The gospel's been presented to them. Mm-hmm. They've become Christians. That's who he's writing to. Mm-hmm. All right? So he says in 1 Peter 2, verse 25, that's the very next thing on your sheet, but you have to skip down a little bit. But it says, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul.
How beautiful is that?
So what he's saying here, he said, now here's the past. Mm-hmm. This is the way you were. Mm-hmm. But now, this is where you are now.
Yeah. Amen.
He says, before the gospel was presented to you, mm-hmm. you were just pilgrims, strangers, exiles, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. You weren't a people. But now, you are a people. You had not received mercy. Now you've got mercy. Mm-hmm. Okay? You were straying like sheep, but now you're following the shepherd. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay? He says, I'm taking the past. This is where you were. I want you to look and see where you are now. Mm-hmm. All right? Focus on where you are now. Remember where you came from. Mm-hmm. Focus on where you are now. Boy, that's a message for you.
There's a double meaning, too. There's a historical meaning, and there's a meaning for the church.
Yes, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Now, I want you to read the next one, okay? Mm-hmm. This is in 1 Peter 2:11. It says, beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh which wage war against your soul. Mm-hmm. What's he talking about here? The past. Mm-hmm. The past. This is what you were doing, right? Mm-hmm. He said, the passions of the flesh, you were just after that. But that wars against your soul. That hurts your soul. Mm-hmm. Going after the passions of the flesh. Mm-hmm. Says, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Note says, which war against the soul, it doesn't say it wars against the spirit. It's your mind, will, and emotion it's warring against.
There you go.
And when it warns against the soul, that's a very...
That's where decisions made.
Yeah, that's real warfare there. I mean,
because your spirit's sealed and uncontaminated because the Holy Spirit's got it pure. But your soul's the one that makes the decision, so it wars against your soul.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's why you need that sharp two-edged sword.
That's exactly
right. Divide asunder to what?
Mm-hmm. Soul from the spirit.
Determine what is spiritual.
Which is the heart. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay, so let me jump down real quick here. I want you to jump down right here.
Which one okay. is it?
This is 1 Peter 2:9. We're jumping around, but it's mostly down the page, okay? Right there it is on your page. And it says here, but you are a chosen race.
Yeah.
Amen.
A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Okay? You were in darkness, that's the past. Marvelous light, that's your present. That's your future. That's what he's telling them, right? Now look and see. He says, you were not even a people. You had not received mercy. You were like straying sheep. And what does he say? He says, you are chosen race, yes. A royal priesthood, a holy nation. Mm-hmm. Boy, that must have sounded good. That must have sounded good to folks that didn't have any nation, didn't have any hope. Man, now I am a chosen race. I'm a royal priesthood. Right? I'm a holy nation. I'm a people for God's own possession. That must have sounded great. Those words must have been soothing to them. Right? Mm-hmm. That you may what? Proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness
into his
marvelous. Out of darkness into marvelous light. Now they, that resonated with them. Mm-hmm. When they heard that, and they go, yeah, we can do that. That's good news. That's good news. Mm-hmm. We're out of time, so I'm going to stop there. We'll pick up there next time. Okay? We'll do some more there. But hang on to those papers, if you would. Just slip into your Bible, man. Whatever. And we'll pick up from there.
Really good.
Do you want these back, or do you want us to keep them? I'll take them in, then we'll bring them back. Unless, if it would help you, if you want to keep it.
I would like.
And look at the words. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Could do that.
Some strong words.
Yeah. I like this.
You can keep
some good.
Well, they said we can hang on to this for you and
write it in all together.
This is okay. That's right. Wynn is giving me your.
Okay, that's fine. We'll bring it back more next time. Let's pray and bless our food. Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you that we are a nation. We were once strangers. We ourselves were Gentiles. But now we are in your marvelous light. Amen. We are a royal priesthood.
Thank you.
Yes.
We proclaim your glories, the excellence of your glories to all.
Amen.
We thank you for that, Father. Bless this food. Bless our fellowship together. Bless the rest of this day. May we walk in strength and faith and trust in you. Amen.
I like that verse. And I like how King James Version said, you are a chosen generation. Every generation is chosen.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God. You are the chosen. You were chosen for this generation, David.
Amen.
Well, when I look back at the Old Testament in my life.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Here, I tell you.